is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hard Feelings podcast as I look over and Foley's wrapped up in a fucking... on office phone. you're like the world's worst secretary. We are coming at you from the OG Podcast Network studio down here at 2 Penn Plaza, is it? I think it's 2PP down here right above the Gaddon.
Midtown, baby.
Is this Midtown?
This is Midtown.
This is
where it all goes down.
This is Skid Row, buddy. I'll tell you, there's some fucking sketchy-looking characters down walking around. Everybody's buying. You buying? I don't get. All right, hold on. Let me introduce my co-host over here.
Thank you.
He's wrapped up in a fucking, wrapped up like an octopus in a telephone cord here.
Got a friend with me this week. You don't see him?
Moving on. ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You smell him. H. Foley, everybody.
Oh, my God, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Buddy, thanks for coming. Thanks for sitting in with us this week.
I appreciate it. I'm surprised you don't want to make fun of my friend.
You got a cold sore, man. We've all been down that road.
I got a burner.
You know?
They really sink in.
You made
out
with a moose in college. I get it.
They really sink in, man. They hurt.
I don't get them too bad. I get to chap the crack every now and then.
Ugh,
oh, you get it.
That's so gross.
Dude, your lips get, you look like a crackhead. Ugh. Yikes.
We had a kid in high school named Don Seal. He was a real skinny, lanky kid.
Always had a red ball on his nose?
No, he would get a
nothing on that, the seal. Sometimes I'm too funny for you.
He used to do tricks for snacks in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Listen, he had a fucking chafe. Right down the center of his lip, and it was always bleeding in the winter. Have you started ChapStick, by the way?
Yeah, just chapped up.
Guys, make sure you start your ChapStick.
Brought to you by Peekaboo Street. And remember that lady, that girl, the skier?
Yeah, the skier, blonde-headed chick. She was okay.
Tight little keister on her, am I right?
Big fall tips. You got to start your moisturizer now.
Yeah.
Get the humidifiers out, because I'm all jacked up and sick. I didn't put the humidifier out. And number two, here's a little tip.
Sure.
This time of the year... don't get fries, get mashed potatoes. It's actually a nice switch up. I'm telling you, it's a nice switch up. You get your burger, get a little side of mashed potatoes and gravy.
No.
Yes.
Mashed potatoes and gravy and the burger?
Yeah. That's instead of fries.
Dude, that's a nap.
It's choice of potato.
Yeah, no. I don't know about all that. That sounds like a fucking nap. I don't like the angle I'm on here. I don't like anything that's happening. Gotta be honest with you here.
Get yourself comfortable, okay? You know who else didn't like the angle and the comfort?
Who's that?
Fucking Neil Armstrong. First guy that landed on the moon, but they got in the rocket and they went and they did it.
That was so in a basement in Texas. Everybody knows that.
Actually, Tom Hanks died in that movie.
Lieutenant Dan, I actually... I was watching today. They have all of this, the moon landing footage sped up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how they jump like real? So they hop like real slow.
Yeah.
Well, they sped it up and put like Benny Hill music. And they're like falling and tripping. It's fucking
aliens chasing them around.
I watched it for like 20 minutes. It was fucking great.
Yeah, you like how you're going on the internet? Huh?
Big internet guy. I'm
really?
A full time comedian, so my day is. Wide
and
open.
You're part of the zeitgeist now with the fucking 1 minute beer reviews.
1 minute, this one, 2 minute beer.
Well, what's
review.
Going on with that? I don't like that. I don't want to have to skip over. Keep it under 59 seconds.
No,
all right?
No. Well, see, this is the problem. As I hit internet fame. No, so they do the videos do quite well on Reddit. Are you familiar with Reddit?
I don't understand how any of that
all
shit
right.
works.
Whatever. Nor do I. But my videos do well on there for some reason. They get voted up into the top.
Do you upload the video to Reddit, or do you just have a link to your YouTube?
It's a link to the YouTube.
So it bumps up the YouTube numbers.
Yeah. But they do quite well on Reddit, and people like a lot of comments, a lot of advice, a lot of hate this week.
Sure.
A lot of. Mean
There's
comments.
A lot of hate on the internet in general.
I know. This week I took a pretty rough, and it's tough. The one guy said, "Hey man, if I mail you a bag of cat piss, will you drink that? Will you drink that in under a minute? Better yet, save me the postage. Just drink your own piss."
Because I made the mistake of reading the YouTube comments under the YKWD episode that I just did.
Mm.
Ooh,
not good.
I look like a fucking Cub Scout in that thing. Somebody was like, "This fucking fat guy can't get a word in edgewise." Oh, they're mean, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's nameless, faceless. But if you're on YouTube, subscribe to Kevin Ryan Comedy. I would appreciate it. Wait, what did that lead in? You cut me off onto something.
Nothing. I don't want to hear. This isn't your actor studio for your fucking beer reviews you do in your apartment. Because you got no spots and
nothing.
Can't afford to go out to a bar.
What are you talking about?
What's the overhead on those videos? How much does it cost a guy? Who buys singles at the fucking bodega anyway?
Oh, everybody. What are you talking?
You don't get a six-pack like a gentleman?
I'd be a fucking the size of you if I was crushing a six-pack with all these.
But in general.
I would have 100 beers in my fridge. What do you mean? You buy a single like a fucking gentleman.
I'm surprised there's bodegas up there that have those craft beers.
Well, there's these craft.
And you got to start doing some regular beers. Modelo, some neighborhood shit. A Lime Rita, huh? Ooh, some, you know, every once in a while, I'll stop at 7-Eleven and grab a Four Loko, pour it into a Big Gulp cup before I leave, and just as I walk down the street to get to the house, just crush it. And then I go right in fucking.
Wait, after a night of boozing?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Just to knock me out.
Oh, buddy, you got some demons.
It's either that or a couple Advil PMs. Those things are like fucking buffalo tranquilizers. Ooh, I get two of those. I'll fall asleep in my spaghetti. Fucking out. Good night. You feel all
goofy
the next
day. Wake up, you're
driving
a car. Wake up, you're an Uber driver.
How about that? Did you read that news that Uber Eats is now going to go to 70%? Of America. They're going to start doing it everywhere.
I don't get what Uber Eats is, to be honest
with you. It's fucking trash is what it is. It's an Uber driver will fucking like deliver, bring something to you. I don't want a cab driver fucking touching my food. The fuck
is
that?
It's not a cab driver.
You know what I mean. I don't want a third party.
They're delivery people. Yeah, it's a third party delivery
system. But they do it in between their regular runs. There's not regular Uber Eats guys.
Yeah, there is.
No,
there's
not. Yeah, there is. The dudes in the car.
On the bikes, no. Do you ever see all the dudes in the bikes hanging outside popular restaurants? That's what it is. They're all Uber Eats people waiting for their fucking orders.
Hmm.
They're all hooting and hollering, causing a scene.
You know what I wanted to have? I had an idea, but I didn't know if it would be politically correct or whatever. But I thought it'd be pretty cool to do if you had like some kind of annual delivery guy, New York City delivery guy, like marathon or competition. Like some kind of like a race. They have like a little bit of an obstacle course.
Jump over,
like
a homeless guy, you know.
It's some shit like that to keep
it fun. Avoid the dog shit.
Yeah, do it in the park around the fall. Have it like maybe 4 or 5 miles long.
You
have
5 miles? Who's delivering food 5 miles?
You know what I mean? Whatever, a mile or two. It'd have to be like, you know, lengthy.
No, 20 blocks.
So people can line up along the side. Then when the food had to be hot when you get there, I'll test the food.
It's just you with a big bib. His soup's cold.
Mario, you're disqualified.
Yeah. I got a question for you,
what
right?
Do you got?
I'm fighting a little head cold here. I don't know if you can tell. I'm fighting through it because I'm a fucking trooper.
I'm sick. We're all sick.
I got the Dayquil. I'm juiced up on that. I'll just stop talking and zone out for like 4 seconds at a time.
I was real disappointed to see you drinking Tropicana. First of all, there's no vitamin C in that. And
it says 100% vitamin C.
That's the trashiest fucking OJ.
I just bought. You act like I fucking bought stock in it.
Was that half filled with vodka?
I bought it at the fucking at a food cart right out front.
You live in New York, you get the fresh squeeze shit.
I'm allergic to it, man. It makes my lips itch.
Alert? Oh, my God. Tough kid.
What do you want from me? I am what I am.
Kevin got into Five Alive again.
Five Alive?
You don't remember Five Alive? You're lying. Five Alive. What about Sonny D?
Yeah, what am I, an asshole? Know what Sonny D is?
Sonny D's
all
right.
That's what I give your mother on the Sunday mornings.
Dude, right? That shit will give you fucking esophageal cancer. That shit is fucking hot.
Oh, dude, that thing had a bite to it. That shit
was like
fucking
Lagavulin for kids.
You need to fucking cut that with a little bit of water or take a chaser.
Oh, holy shit.
That shit was no fucking joke.
What the fuck were we thinking? The shit that, when I look back, the shit
that was just orange and chemicals.
Yeah, the shit that I ate in the morning. How the fuck was that supposed to power me through the day?
Oh, I would love to know what you ate.
I'm all fucked up.
A half a pound of Goldfish.
No.
Two Wawa iced teas.
We got apples and cinnamon oatmeal. That was a standard. I'm fucking two packets of that. I'm like ready for a nap.
I don't find that. I was a non-oatmeal house.
Really?
Yeah.
Couldn't afford it?
If my mom didn't like it, she didn't pass it on. So there's just foods I went like 32 years without ever having. Mushrooms, get them out of my face.
Why? The piece doesn't like mushrooms?
I just started eating beans.
She doesn't like mushrooms.
No. Weird. Magic, maybe.
Yeah, she likes the party. Fucking ELO concert.
ELO?
Huh? Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mr. Blue Sky. You know that song? It's a good song.
No, I'm not a fucking hippie, all right?
You know,
fucking tree hugger.
You know what I realize how I'm getting older? You know what I'm starting to really enjoy? Van Morrison. The older stuff. Yeah. That's like real jazzy.
I like Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
Talk to me, Kippy.
I got a question. Like I said, we're both fighting a little bit of cold here. You know
hard
what I mean?
Feelings.
What is your... Right, you got an apartment out there in Astoria, I think.
You know I do.
What is your current heat situation? Because it's, let me say for the listener, a lot of apartment buildings, you don't control the heat. So
most of New York City is based on a steam heat system.
Yes.
So we all have radiators in our apartment. Well, it gets turned on.
And
at
some
a
people
point.
Have a wacky hot pipe in the bathroom that'll burn your back.
It gets turned on at a certain point in the fall. And
there's
stays
certain
on
dates.
Until a certain point
in the spring.
In the spring.
Yeah.
And it's.
Are you on currently?
I'm on currently.
Not full bore. It's at a slow setting
it
for
kicked,
sure.
It kicked in last week, and that's why I'm. That's why. That's why everybody's sick.
Yeah, I'm all dried up.
Fucking dries you out.
And the thing that bothers me, they're loud. If you don't know, these fucking ding dong, ding dong, yeah. Ding dong, dude. I thought I had a home invasion last night.
I'm little drummer boy
dude,
coming.
Dude, I'm
to get
all
you.
Hopped up on NyQuil, thinking the fucking
Oompa Loompas were coming.
Thinking the fucking
ding dong, ding yeah. Dong, doopity doo.
Dude, there was five times I got up out of my bed because I lay in my bed and watch a little Netflix, you know.
On your phone, right?
No, I'm on the computer.
Laptop? You lay on your side, or you put it on your chest?
I lay on my stomach. Feet crossed in the air like a little girl.
What?
Sometimes I lay on
hoping
the...
Billy asks you to the big dance? You kidding me?
Do you want to go steady with me?
You lay across your bed like that?
Sometimes.
Are you a robe guy? I bet you're a robe guy.
No, but my girl's a robe girl, which I don't mind.
Nothing
right
underneath?
Away. Nothing underneath.
Picks? Moving on.
Talk to me later.
Yeah,
Patreon.
That's nice.
I'm saving those for the
Patreon. I like I
she's
like
a robe gal. Out of the shower, bath, robe. I kippy likey.
Yeah, it's a turn on. I also like the button down shirt with nothing on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The guy just got home from work or something. No, from the Roxette video when I was a kid.
The what video?
Roxette.
You've never seen your girl, I mean unless you're like, you know, unless you're doing a little
thank you.
Jesus Christ. We're gonna have to shut down that side of the building.
Get CDC in here. Somebody call Merkel. I don't know why she's getting involved, but whatever. What are you talking about? What? I've had girls wear my button downs. It's
just
sexy.
That. Well, I'm saying, but like for the purpose of like, hey, put this on. Like,
no,
let me tug my root.
I don't do any of that shit.
No,
no, I never, never. Hey, wear this or hey, wear that. No.
Really?
Dude, I'm done. I'm an old. I don't care, man. I'm an old man.
I got my girl. I got my girl instead of shoulder pads. Football helmet, mouth guard.
I want you to tackle me real hard on the bed.
It's homecoming game.
I love it.
Why don't you tackle me? I got pom-poms in the fucking...
Ah, that's hot. That's funny.
Tackle me onto the bed. Oh, that's
shoulder pads and a fake mustache, huh? Come here, you.
That was your old bit.
Yeah, it was my old bit.
That's where I got. Next thing you know, she's.
Yeah. Old Spice. Trashy old bits from Philly.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's good stuff, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good piece of business right there. Pretty fighting off these hard feelings.
But,
yeah.
I do
City.
Have a robe, though.
Yeah.
I do have. She got me one so we could be. But like that Seinfeld bit.
Suck.
I'm not a robe guy.
They're so uncomfortable.
Give me sweats. No undies.
Yeah. Inside out sweats is nice too.
I don't know. That's a little weird.
Slipping around in there. It feels great. You know what I've realized? This might be a little.
You're disgusting.
This might be a little off brand for me, but. my pubes are getting. they're getting like thicker and rougher. You notice that?
Have I noticed that your pubes? Remember.
Dude, it's like fucking, it's like Brillo. My roots, I gotta get my fucking split ends down there. It's fucking bad.
You need a little Pert Plus.
I need a fucking shampoo and conditioner in one, all right? Yeah, they're all rough. It sucks. They're all rough. And I fart all the time now as an older man. All the time.
Oh, dude.
You ever fart in the car? You're like, ugh, God.
Dude,
kill yourself.
I took a shit the other day.
In the car?
I had to leave the apartment.
Just embarrassed.
I had to go take a walk. I was like, I don't think I'll get the security deposit back.
No shit, man. Well, you're pooping with that whole apartment's a bathroom now.
Oh yeah,
shit
door
with the door
open.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I got the laptop in there. If
yeah,
I'm watching a movie,
you got the front door open. Let everybody know,
Tony, Hector.
Let everybody know.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, but today. So listen, like I've been sick. My place is a little bit of a mess. Not mess, but like there was like dishes and stuff, and I had made breakfast. So like there was, dude, I'm telling you,
quit bragging, buddy. This guy, talk about living in the fast lane.
No, I made a
nice, folks in the suburbs are probably real jealous right
now.
I made a nice breakfast.
Sprint, stop calling me. I don't have your fucking money. All right. So made a nice breakfast. So there's things I'd mashed up an avocado. So like the plate's still out and like the two different pans. There was just shit in the kitchen. So I hear it, and I'm farting.
That avocado plate gets real nasty.
Dude, that thing gets tough.
What is in avocados that fucking...
Quikrete? I don't know.
Dude, you got 38 seconds to eat an avocado.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, those things are tough. Put them in the fridge. It stops the ripening process.
FYI. Well, thank you, Martha.
No problem. So I'm farting, hanging out, getting ready. I got a couple of phone calls I got to take care of today. No big deal. Part-time day job.
Welcome to Baskin Robbins.
It went well. But so I'm sitting there, I'm on the computer, you know, doing some work, sending some emails.
You got a PC or an Apple?
Oh, I'm a PC guy.
Loser.
Yeah, nah, I worked in most of business is PC. So like I've always
do business.
You don't even have a computer.
Yes, I do. I got a fucking 17-inch Mac OS X desktop.
With some rough pubes on it.
2006. Oh, that thing's dirty.
Oh.
That's 2006.
That white one, I remember, it's gray.
Yeah,
it's
I had that in my apartment in Sunnyside when I lived up here the first time when I was deep in it. Woo! Every night was fucking, oh, man. Desgraciado. It's a sad.
But, so I'm sitting there, you know, it's a fucking during the day. I'm not the cleanest guy. The kitchen's a mess. I got shit going on. I hear a knock on the door, blah, 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 and like they say something, but they're knocking on all the doors. So sometimes it's like an exterminator that comes around once a month, like, hey, do you need anything or whatever? Here it's Pete. I open the door. It's some broad from Pico. What is it up here?
Con
Edison, the power company. She goes, Con Ed. I go, yeah, what's up? Now the door's open. I got a half a fucking.
Who gives a shit with them? Most of them are scammers.
Half a stinger going on.
You're not supposed to open the door for
them.
She
barged into my apartment, farts and all. Like,
you're lying.
No. She walked in. I just got to check the meter. I'm like, oh, all right.
And nah,
like,
I would say I don't trust. No. What? Nobody comes to check the meter? At the house? What's wrong with you?
I thought it was going to be like a porno or something. You know, a little freaky. I think I need to be charged
up. She had
a
pizza with her? It's weird.
Yeah. So
she had a pizza and a plumbing thing? Everything rolled into one?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You don't let people in your apartment?
Her in.
Who has the meter? What, do you have one of those things like in the side of your house in your apartment?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is this, a campground?
It's above my bed. It's above my bed. What is it?
Just radon going into your brain every night. What's that called?
A hum that puts me to sleep.
That's called a meter. Yeah, that's on the side of the house by the fucking, by the hose.
By the spigot.
Yeah. What? You got one of those in your apartment with the glass bulbs?
Yeah, it's above my bed.
No.
I think there's brain tumors there.
It's in one cabinet.
You just open it. It's next to the glasses.
Dude, that's real.
I was
trashy.
Like, yeah, it's in the kitchen next to the refrigerator. I'm like, it's in the kitchen. She goes, I know. I was like, all right, fucking lady, relax. But yeah, farts. So she walked through a couple hours of just fucking
that's
coffee
what you
farts.
Get, man.
Yeah,
you want to fucking have those gigs?
Coffee farts and dippy eggs.
Guys,
you know what I mean?
Guys show up pretending to be Con Ed and say your power's getting turned off. You owe us $200.
I'm not going to hand her money. I'm not a fucking jerk off. By the way, I do owe them some money. That's.
Yeah.
I thought she was there to cut the pee.
My cutoff date was was October 22nd.
And
I fucking made some last minute maneuvers. I owed $398. Might have been a month or two.
Bet it all on a coin toss. Hey, listen, heads I win, tails I owe you double. Bet it all on a card, a game
but,
of three
so
card
So that
Monty.
Was due October 22nd, what, as you know, was yesterday.
Yeah.
But that balance also included a $165 deposit that they wanted.
Yeah.
Got that taken care of.
I'm fine with that. Take the money because I'm going to slip up in the future. You take that. I look at that. That's a prepay.
This is what you do.
You got me for $120.
I talked to the guy. He's like, the only way you can avoid getting that $165 is if you sign up for automatic payments every month. No problem. 3 hours later, I called a bank.
Yeah.
Fucking lose them.
Block them.
Don't know them.
I never heard of Con Ed. I live in Indiana. All right, Toots?
You charge them money.
Yeah. Anybody ask, I never seen you.
And that's how you take care of that.
Listen to this little piece of business. As you may or may not know, funds over at Kippy Industries are a bit tight.
It sucks having low capital going into the holiday season.
I know. I got a couple of things lined up.
Do you have to buy everybody Christmas presents?
Nah, I buy the kids, and typically they're cheap. This time I think I got the girl on my side, too. Splitting it. Hey, let me buy her something cool in Germany that you can only get there. That way I don't have to pay.
Everyone gets a Volkswagen.
Everybody's driving bugs. No.
Because I start thinking about that shit now.
Oh, I don't. The kids.
I don't want to go through another end of the year fucking stressing it, man.
But the
I
kids,
don't.
The kids in my family all have a million fucking toys. So what I do.
No, I just don't want to feel like a loser at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, just
I want to have a couple of dollars in the bank.
I buy them something cheap that they play with just that night. Because I buy them like some cheap sort. Because they're not going to take it home and play with. They have a million toys, and they're getting a million toys the next day. I go, hey, go have fun for 2 or 3 hours. Knock yourself out. You know,
there's a spatula.
Dollar store. All right. Dollar store sponges. No, but fuck, what were you saying? What was I saying? Oh, so.
You got no money.
I got no money. So I get back from this worldwide, Mr. Worldwide German tour, right?
Mm-hmm. Broke as a joke.
Couple of checks
if
in the
I
bank.
Don't,
not all right, but so
hold
listen.
On. We breezed over this last week a
sure,
little bit because
sure,
you
sure.
were mentioning that you were in the train station, you were running your mouth, you guys got into an argument, you stepped away, and then you were like, "Wait a minute, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm,
I'm tapped
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm,
this broad's the only way to get me out of the country." So you were out of cash in Europe.
No. I had cash there.
Did you?
Yeah.
If you guys would have broken up your last day, would you have been able to get home?
Yeah, you think I'm buying my plane ticket at the airport, you fucking jerk off?
If you didn't have your plane ticket.
I could. I don't know. That's expensive the day of.
Told you, I'm not coming to get you.
No. I had made.
You go to the consulate.
I had Airbnb.
Go to the U.S. Embassy.
I had my place Airbnb'd for fuck. I made like. I don't know who's listening to this. I made enough, all right, while I was gone.
You got
to
claim that for taxes?
Shut your mouth.
321 Washington Heights Avenue.
Whoa, hey.
Kevin Ryan Incorporated.
So. Kippy Industries. I don't know. These taxes are going to be a mess at
Kippy's
the end of the
Red
year.
Roof Inn.
So this is what I did. So I left on the 1st. It was either I paid my rent. This is where I was. Right. For the listener, this is what we're putting ourselves through to do comedy. So I pay my rent. I don't pay my rent.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have the money.
I want to call you out on this.
I have the money for it. But I go, that will leave me.
Don't have all the money for it.
I think I have most of.
But that's your spending money for
that's
Europe.
Everything. I'm good. Like I'm. If I pay the rent,
that's
can't get
net?
To. I
that's
can't.
The gross.
I can't get on the subway if I pay the rent. Things are tight. So I hit the bricks. I say, I'll
skip town.
Skip town. I'll deal with this later. Knowingly, I ain't coming back till like the 18th of October. I leave the 1st.
Wow.
So I get there the first week. I say, hey pal, listen. I've never been late, mind you, because I've always had a job. So I said, hey, listen, pal. I just.
You know, there's no way he bought this, right?
I don't give a fuck. He doesn't care.
How could you have not paid? I don't understand.
I tell the story?
Yeah, but
I mean, we're 30 seconds into the story. You're already shooting this fucking end down.
Go ahead.
So I said, I don't care if he bought it.
Right, okay.
So I'm just going, hey, man, this is where I'm at. You buy it, don't buy it. I don't give a fuck. I said, listen, I'm out of the country for the next 2 weeks. When I get back mid to late October, I'll straighten you out. I'll give you a little taste of the old Kippy funds. So I land, and I'm a few bucks short of this rent payment, right? And I need some cash, right? I need to get liquid fast, Litecoin in the tubes,
some petty,
my quarter collection out the window. So I make a couple of calls. I arrange for a few dollars.
Did you have to make a couple of calls on that, or just one?
I made a text.
Who would have been your backup?
I got people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to the old brother. Mm. I've been to him. That is a well I have been to a lot.
Plus the ball breaker.
And he's the guy. No, he doesn't. He's the kind of guy I'd be like, hey, I need to borrow 100. He's like, here's 5. You know, so it's nice. You know.
Does he ever expect it back?
I mean, he made one comment recently.
What are you into him for?
Oh, at this point, fucking, I couldn't even 50 grand. I couldn't even ballpark. From college to now. I don't even know. 100K?
That's what older brothers are for.
I know, and he's got a little bit of shekels on him.
Doing all right.
So, and he likes it, you know, but whatever. He likes helping me out.
Yeah,
he likes giving me his hard-earned money that he leaves his kids to go earn, you know? Give it to the fucking, his idiot brother.
But then he's always got you under his thumb.
Yeah, which I don't mind.
As long as you're paying for the beers, huh?
Well, that cash is flowing. Dude, I'll be under your thumb, middle finger.
Be anywhere you want.
Put me under your toes. I don't care, pal. Fucking hanging out.
Hey. If I was a secretary in the 50s and I was getting sexually harassed by my boss, I'd be like, hey, go for it.
Yeah, a couple of drinks, you know what I mean? Let me have it in Manhattan, will you?
No, it's terrible.
No, kidding. So, I make a couple of calls. So, whatever. I get the cash, right? Now I'm liquid.
I go to the track. I put half of it down.
Bet it all on black.
Back to the well.
So, I get cash, and my rent's, let's call it 14 hunch, right?
Let's say.
I go to the bank.
Uh-huh. A credible institution?
Now, yeah. TD. Ooh. Toronto Dominion, I think it stands for. Regis Philbin, baby. The star, the bank of the stars.
I used to hit it for the penny arcade, and then I found out it ripped me off. Don't think I forgot about that, TD.
They shut the Regis. They shut all that shit down.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Like, famous people just have a bank account at TD Bank. You know what I mean? That's strange.
No, they don't.
Where do you think they go?
Everybody, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Chase Private Client,
yeah, no.
Navy Federal Credit Union. We're doing good. They got commercials out now.
Lenny's check catching, like you.
Funny CC.
So, I get my funds in order on Saturday, right?
Okay.
On Friday.
This Friday?
Friday that just passed. It's like the 22nd or something.
22nd was yesterday.
No, so I get them, let's call it the 19th. So the 19th of the month. So I'm fucking 20 days behind on rent, right? It was the 20th. I get my funds in order. So I go, you know what? Going into the weekend, I got to get this money out of my bank before I make poor decisions.
Sure.
And spend $100 and then whatever. So I go, I get the certified check, take the cash, get it out of my fucking account. Give me the check. I'll go drop the check off. I go on Saturday, drop the check off, office is closed. No problem, drop it off Monday. Go in Monday. Now, the check is just for my monthly rent, right? Mm-hmm. And I know there's a penalty. There's probably a $50 penalty or maybe $100. I don't know. I don't know if it's like after 10 days or after 20. I don't know what they do.
It's definitely something after 20.
Of course. But what they do is they give me, I don't know, they might. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ. That was Shamu, you got it all over your face.
How about a fucking God bless you?
It's still on your mustache. Oh, Jesus Christ. I need a fucking... This is like that movie Breakout.
Monkey pops up next to you.
Jesus Christ.
Tim's looking at us in one of those suits through the glass. I'm sorry!
This place just fills up with fog. Oh, my God, you're disgusting.
I fucking sneezed.
Cover your nose.
I did cover my nose.
Buddy, it's everywhere. I just got phlegmed.
Go ahead. God damn it, this phone. Go ahead.
It's my landlord.
Everything he's saying a lie.
So
what did they get you for?
So this is what happened. So I drop off the regular check because in the 20s, like in the next week or so, they drop a bill under my thing every month of like, hey. So I figured they would just apply the, like, you know, I would have to pay them I've never been late, so I don't know. So I figured I have to pay them the $50, the $100, whatever, this month, and I would just do that.
Yeah.
So I drop off the check for the normal amount. I make it a half a block, and my phone is beep, beep. So I answer, and they're like, yeah, you know, there's a $50 penalty. And I go, yeah, I was just figured I would give it with the next month or something. I didn't know how much it was, so, you know, I just wanted to get the rent payment in time. They go, we will not accept this rent payment until you include the $50. So I had to go fucking get another fucking money, and they won't. I'm like, can I drop off cash? And they go, no. I don't have checks because I'm not a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? I'm not a grandma.
Sure.
So I had to go get it
with you. A money order?
Yeah. A check from the bank.
A bank check. So it was already in there.
Yeah, they have. So I go, here's the money.
They have the funds.
Yeah.
A certified check.
Yeah, certified check.
So I go, that's $10 a clip.
Eight.
Ooh.
But you know, you go to the this is fucking poor comics. You go to the post office, it's $1.
Oh, my God.
Well, I Googled the closest check cashing place or place to get a money order or something, whatever. I wasn't with the banks. It was like fucking 20 blocks.
I'm moving home. We are disgusting.
I know. It's terrible. That's where I'm at.
I asked somebody this weekend, does anybody know where you can pay your power bill in cash? Because I thought I was
there's
gonna
one place
in
Harlem, I think. Or maybe there might be one in Brooklyn as well.
The Ritz-Carlton, I think it's called.
Why? You can't put the money on your card? Or there's people? There's a couple of vultures waiting on
there's
that.
There's no branches for Navy Federal in the city. I'd have to go over to Staten Island to the fucking Army base. Sarge! Hey, Sarge! Here's Jeff dropping on my check.
God damn it, hold me!
Just need to drop about 20, that's all.
So the only money that I get from a check, if I get a check, I can deposit it over my phone. But, you know, a lot of stand-up, I operate in the cash business. Okay. Gayish.
Oh, that's funny.
There's one comic that's really classy. He's a big headliner, but I think places pay him in a check. It's nice. Shows up in a suit.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He probably wants everything on the up and up.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he's an immigrant.
It's classy, man. Sharp guy. I love that guy.
You love him?
I love him.
You love him.
I like when fucking guys that are famous or, you know, that don't have to be nice to people are fucking professional and nice.
You love him.
I love him.
You love him.
I love him. I want to have his babies.
Ooh.
Yes.
Not cute. Bad.
But he's taken.
All right, let me see. I think
wife's
I got one more
attractive.
Thing.
No, you didn't finish the story. So you had to go get a new
But that's what I'm saying. They said, we're not accepting this payment until you all
they
or nothing.
They were cool with you.
And they were like, hey,
sudden,
yeah. They were like, hey,
turn
sure.
Real quick.
Yeah. I was all or nothing with them.
Now, what's
going to
happen
like,
next month?
Oh, buddy.
Where are you going to lie and say you're going to next time?
The Philippines?
I'm in Canada. I forgot.
Yeah. I'm up north. Yeah, I don't know. I got to figure that out now. I got some things lined up. I got nothing, man. I'm tanking. My pets' heads are falling off. It's a whole thing.
I'm
laying on my stomach, twirling my hair.
Taking the subway up here. First of all, Kevin and I had a couple of cocktails on Thursday night, was it?
Yeah.
Friday night, we both did a couple of shows down at New York Comedy Club East. Had a couple of pops. Mm. I had the IPA. Kevin, Brooklyn Lager.
Yeah.
And I'd say we had maybe 10 of them.
No, I didn't have 10.
And like you said, I had one too many because I was fun-loving Hank to a certain point, and then I started to annoy you. I was like a half a beer behind.
Yeah, you stink. You get a certain number in you, and it's like...
What do you want? That's fucking alcoholism.
Yeah, I got it, too, but I'm not annoying to the guy next to me.
At a certain point, you turn, too.
No.
Yes.
No, not if I'm having fun.
Or fighting an Uber driver.
I don't fight Uber drivers.
Pass out in the fucking back.
I will sleep anywhere after 10 beers. That's true.
Anyway, we were discussing this. And this isn't an anxiety thing, but you had mentioned something, and I noticed this, you know, hard feelings coming up in the subway. It's like... you had said that, you know, we're the kind of people that don't want to, like, piss anybody off. Or, like, when you walk into a public place, you don't want to be any kind of disturbance
sure.
or whatever the fuck.
I wish I could be invisible most of the day.
Yeah, dude, you get on that subway and it's just like, you're like excuse me.
Sorry.
I got this fucking kid. He's fucking stepping on me. Little kid. This lady got on with, like, 5 kids. It's fucking God love her. But, like, the kids are falling into people and fucking, it's fucking grabbing my nuts and shit when he's fucking, like, falling over.
Thinks it's a punching bag.
It's like, yo, kid, take it easy. Fuck, they don't know what's going on. Jesus Christ. But I hate that feeling. And
that's all I have.
I feel it more and more. I feel it more. I feel like I'm wrapped in something more
and more. It's probably bacon.
Turkey bacon, though.
How's going? How's being a vegan? First of all, this asshole's been talking about how he's going to be a vegan for fucking 2 months now.
I'm thinking about it.
I bump into him. I see him on fucking Friday.
Wearing a barbecue chicken suit.
He deep fried himself.
Wait, where'd you see me on Friday?
At the club.
What?
And you're peddling off a vegan sandwich on everybody just to show that you're vegan. Hey,
I thought they would fall over it.
Nobody wants your half eaten. If you're not eating a sandwich, there's something fucking wrong with it, fatty. All right?
It wasn't half eaten. It was fresh. I had just gotten so frustrated because the train was late.
Because there was no meat on it.
Fuck is this? No, man. You want to talk about freaking out. You know how, believe it or not, we're both pretty professional guys. We like to get to our spots on time and early.
Do you remember the show Dinosaurs? You're turning more and more to one of those characters physically. By the way, your hair's buffed up like a stegosaurus, and you got the body of the dad construction worker with the big-ass tail.
All right. What is this, the Rich Voss roast? Get out of here with this crap. Anyway, I don't want to be late for work. I got the sandwich. My routine is I get the sandwich, I get an iced coffee, I walk up, I go to the back of the train, there's nobody on the thing going into the city, I sit in there, I eat my turkey, my vegan turkey sandwich, and listen to a podcast or whatever.
A sandwich podcast?
A meat podcast? If I can't have it. Played on 1.5 speed.
NPR did an hour on cookies. I'll call you back when I'm done.
Anyway, the fucking train never showed up. So I'm worried about getting late. I had to go downstairs and drop $40 on a fucking Uber. All right? Because you can't, when you're in a pinch, you can't trust the Uber pool.
No.
Get some fucking,
that's on your way home type thing.
Yeah, when it doesn't matter. So that's the first time ever where, like, I was like too anxious to eat. I was like, no, I don't even want it. So I offered it to the girls, see if they wanted it. Nobody wanted it.
Nobody wants your fucking...
I wasn't half-eaten, asshole.
You're brought in
freshly
from Queens
made.
Sandwich.
Why? Queens is great.
Nobody wants your fucking food. If somebody wanted to, somebody wants something to eat, they go to get something to eat. This is New York. There's a pizza place, a deli every 2 feet. Hey, does anybody want this sandwich I bought 3 hours ago? No? Hey, how about now? Anybody still want this vegan sandwich? You just wanted to show people you're vegan. You just say, hey, do you want a sandwich? Anybody want a vegan sandwich? Nobody talks like that. You know it. You know it. I got your fucking number, fatso.
And you're not eating meat, fatty.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going vegan. It's all about vibrations. That's what they say. Everything's about vibrations.
She's got them good vibrations. So sweet sensation.
You know, fresh fruit.
Feel it, feel it.
Jump it to the beat.
What's that? That's not. Feel the rhythm in your heart.
Who's that? Gloria Estefan and the Orlando Sound Machine?
Well, that's not the Miami Sound Machine, baby. Plugged in.
A.K.A. Cartel, huh? Doing a little twaddle loop, huh? Back in the 80s.
Twaddle loop.
There was guys
hey,
in
the... buddy, you clean it up when you're on my program.
There was guys in the Miami Sound Machine that were definitely doing blow.
What? Of course. There's doctors doing blow back in the day.
Must have been nice.
A little dabble, do you?
Anyway, I'm fucking wrapped in this fucking
bacon,
feeling.
We get it.
In this feeling of like fucking, I guess you want to call it anxiety. I don't know. And now fucking this time of the year, the fucking heat's on, fucking drying me out. I literally feel like I'm being irradiated by that radiator. Dude. Like there's no
sometimes
way that's
I feel like
fucking
I'm
healthy.
Sometimes I feel like I'm cooking from the inside out.
There's no way that's healthy.
It's not. You got to get the humidifier, crack a windy.
The windows are, all the windows are open.
I know, people don't get
this
it.
This is a Queens fucking pre-war building. There's old people in there.
It's cooking in there, daddy-o.
Jesus.
I get it.
I feel like I'm living on a locomotive.
You show up to quit the podcast.
Canadian
got
Pacific.
You got soot all over your face.
Shoveling coal.
Let me ask you this, Tubby.
Hold on. We used to have a coal stove when I was a kid.
Yeah, because you're fucking 1,000 years old, you old piece of shit.
We did. We had a coleslaw right in the middle of the living room.
Coleslaw right in the middle.
Coleslaw for everybody in the winter. Warm you up, huh? Served it hot, huh? Nice hot bowl of coleslaw in the morning. Cup of coffee.
What do you mean coal stove? You had to go to the 7-Eleven and pick up a thing of charcoal and fucking light it?
You had it delivered. You had fucking coal delivered. We had a coal stove in our living room.
Was it the same guy as the milkman?
No, you fucking, I don't know how, it was like a fireplace, but it was a coal stove. And you fucking stowed it with fucking buckets of coal. And it fucking burned red all winter. Hot. Fucking, dude, it heat the neighbor's house.
Listen, little house on the prairie. The fuck, who does that?
You didn't have kids in the winter in high school? You lived in a rural area? Rural area?
What? A ruler?
Most of us smelled like burning wood in the winter.
Most of the people?
Yeah, like when we get in the
No, we had heat. We all lived in new construction.
Oh, when we got in the car for wrestling in the winter, mostly everybody in there smelled like fucking fucking like we were smoking meat.
Where did you grow up?
What do you mean? I'm fucking Bluebell. Everybody had fireplaces and coal stoves. Not everybody, but in my neighborhood a lot of people did.
The poor part of town.
And they would show up.
Everybody that lived under the bridge.
They would show up in the fall with like a fucking dump truck, and they dump it in fucking our driveway.
I've never.
And me
I've
and my brother had to put it in a bin. We had a coal bin outside. We'd have to go out and get it in the winter, and then they'd use the fucking ashes in the summer. Like if my mom had a garden and shit like that.
You're fucking with me, right?
I'm being serious. Up until maybe junior year of high school.
You had to make your own heat.
Yeah, well, we had electric
heat. That's garbage.
We had electric heat, but we had a coal stove. I don't know what the fuck you want me to tell you. Now we have a wood-burning stove downstairs. Pellets.
Pellets?
And there's a gas stove on the other side of the basement. They're nice. Keeps it toasty.
What, are you building this house together in pieces? How many fucking...
We have two fireplaces downstairs. We have a skylight, too.
You know, downstairs? What, to the bedroom?
On the side. Side of the house.
That's right, if your dad's taking a shit. Hey, cut it off down there.
I don't know.
I got
so
skylights
crazy.
Too. And we there's a fucking little box on the side of the wall. When you want heat, you go over and
we
press
have
it up.
That too. We have that. We have central air and all that stuff. I'm just saying we had a coal stove. I don't know how this came up, but we had a coal stove.
I still don't know what it is. Or I don't get it. You like sit there with a shovel and shovel in rocks?
Yeah. Like a locomotive. Just like that. And then you shake
this was
it.
In the 80s?
Yes, it was in the 80s. 80s and 90s. 80s and early 90s.
You're telling me in the 90s, mm-hmm. the decade, the 90s.
Yes.
Where there was computers.
Let's say 90 to 94.
And Sega Genesis.
We had a coal stove in the center
of our
apartment.
You were shoveling coal into...
You shovel it into like a coal bucket and you bring and you pour it in the top.
That sounds like a story out of Cinderella Man or something. Mm-hmm. That's like Depression era shit.
It was nice.
That's weird.
Didn't burn clean, though, I'll tell you that.
I don't know what that is.
A lot of lung infections.
Oh, yeah. I think I had the black lung pop. Oh, man. Do you wear overalls or anything?
Stow in the fire.
I mean, I know what... Yeah, I don't know. That's weird to me.
Did you ever... Do you know what just popped into my head thinking it's being trashy? Did you ever... Anybody in your family have a train set?
Yeah. My stepdad.
Yeah. My dad.
My real dad was like, get out of town with that bullshit.
We have a pretty solid train collection that we put up every year for Christmas.
It's called the retirement fund.
Those things are a couple.
Yeah,
months.
My stepdad has one. He set one up. It's like a town down the basement. Not like too serious, but it's like too serious for me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, look, it blows smoke. I'm like, I'm going to go out and get a beer. What the fuck
you don't like fucking, what was he got, Lionel's? Lionel's are great.
I don't know. They smell weird when the track
burns.
Yeah,
I love that smell.
Nah, fuck out of here. That shit is corny as a motherfucker. Fuck that.
No, it's not. If you have a train set out there, grew up with a train set or a coal stove, I want to fucking hear from you. And by the way, just to lead into this, Uncle Hank has recently taken over the grudge of the weeks. So if you got problems, you want to get something off your chest.
Yo, I'll solve it. Check out the
Uncle
hook when
Hank's
the fat boy
read
revolves
it. Okay, and we have our first one that Uncle Hank's doing right here. But if you do, hit us up, theheartfeelingspod.
Oh, you printed it out?
.com. I printed it out. I'm a fucking broadcaster. Okay? TheHardFeelingsPod@gmail.com.
Or DM on any social media.
Yeah, well. However you want to get it to us. Now, are you done with your...
I got one more
I'm
thing.
Fucking broke stories. 20 oh. minutes of how you paid your rent. Fucking European shyster.
I'm going to be in Frankfurt. Yeah, I'll be back. How much do I owe you? Oh, I don't know.
Jealous much?
Whatever. Like they got to try to steal Woody's girl.
Who?
Woody.
Buzz Lightyear? What do you mean, Woody's girl?
Cheers. Cheers. The fucking French guy that tried to steal Woody's girl.
I didn't see
Kelly.
That one.
Kelly.
I didn't see that one. I got one more thing. You got a dry cleaner? You're not dry cleaning.
Kind of
that's
as common as this. What? Yeah, I have a dry cleaner on my corner that I go to.
What do you dry clean?
My blazers. I had to get
Take the S off of that. Your blazer.
I have two blazers, and one I had to get
one's
some,
a car.
One I had to get some work done on it this summer. I had to get the sleeves taken in, the back taken out.
Most of that out.
Sunroof put in.
Had to get some chassis work.
A little body paint, you know how it is.
Touch up under the armpits.
The fucking CV joints went on the fucking collar. Yeah, and you know.
Had to check the specs on the rotary girders.
Yeah, you ever see when
get it in there, put it up on the lift. Take a look at the undercarriage.
Were you eating chili? Change the oil on this thing? I got a fucking dry cleaner, asshole. I get shirts done.
He's got some city miles on it.
Hit a pothole with this? What happened? Sleeping on a train? Yeah, I got a fucking dry cleaner. I'm not a fucking asshole. They're expensive.
What's the problem? Why are you mad at me?
I don't know.
Well, your clothes are huge. You take your dress shirt and they charge you
I
for a
I took the Whistler in last year.
Come on, you stepped on my sorry. Fucking joke, you dick.
Sorry.
You take a dress shirt and they charge you for a comforter. All right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks. You stepped on it because you don't know comedic timing. You fucking fuck.
My ears are all blocked up. I took the Whistler in to get that done. The fucking
still
my,
working on
my
it.
Big parking. 6 months. It's like restoring a car.
Come back to HGN. We had to order the parts from Taiwan. They don't make them anymore.
How'd you do to these buttons?
Is this lead paint?
No, I had to take that thing in to get that thing dry cleaned. Holy shit. That was like 200. The jacket was 60. Fucking one of those tree fresheners hanging off the fucking collar. We put the iodizing in, rotated the tires, did it detail. Did you ever get the car detailed when you were young?
No, I had a fucking 96 Chevy Lumina detailed.
Your parents' car. Your parents didn't get their car detailed or make you detail it? Ooh, I love detail.
I would clean the car for a couple extra bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
When the car is clean.
I would do anything half-assed for a couple. I'll paint the bedroom and just do like one wall. I'll give me a hundo. I'll see you later. Tuts. I'm out.
All right, pay me half.
I got to do touch-ups tomorrow.
What's your other thing?
That was the
got
dry.
Got hard feelings here.
It was the dry cleaner.
What about the dry cleaner? That's all you want to know if I had a dry cleaner?
Well, I just got
what
one.
What do you got?
I got to get my suit dry cleaned. And since
for
I moved,
what?
I got an interview coming up.
Oh, you Costanza.
What do you mean?
Your one suit.
I have two suits. One has a couple of holes in it. No, so I drop it off on my way here, actually, today. I go in, okay, cleaners, it's called, because they're not aiming too high. Is your seat clean? That's all right.
Well, maybe get it out.
So I go in, I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right, nice older Dominican guy.
Nice.
And then he said something to me, and all I heard was, mi amor.
My love.
Something, something, mi amor.
Uh-huh.
And I go, what? And I didn't realize there was an older, you know, middle-aged Dominican woman behind me, like, trying to buy something for the laundry at part of it.
Okay.
So he was talking to her, but I thought he was talking to me. And I'm like, did you just call me your love? Or, like, you know. And I'm
what,
like,
are you a tough guy? The guy can't be nice to you?
No, I didn't fucking roll up my sleeves and try to fight him. I was just confused.
Don't fight dry cleaners. I'll kick your ass.
Dump chemicals on you. Come back starched.
Have you hanging on that thing going around there?
Can't find your ticket now, can you, funny guy? And then he just, all of a sudden, he's like, I was like, oh, I thought you were calling. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you were seeing. He goes, oh, no, you think I'm gay? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. What? No. He goes, I know gay. I'm like, okay, me either, pal. Just the ticket, and I'm out.
That's terrible.
What's terrible? The story that this guy, thanks for yes ending that. Oh, my God, a buzzword. Can't keep the shut down.
That's right. We like to keep it political. MyBookie.net, everybody. Didn't pay for this week's sponsorship, I don't think.
Really? Are we making any scratch off that?
I think we got a couple of checks coming to us.
I got to do something. Venmo me money or something.
See
if
how
you want to support
the game went?
If you want to support, hit me up on Venmo or PayPal.
So that's all you had with the dry cleaner?
Yeah, well, you shut it the fuck down.
I didn't shut it down. That was going nowhere.
I mean, well, we got the laughs about the fucking...
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. You fucking asshole. That's why I tried to move on. You pressured me for more.
Fair enough. All right, so listen, here's a scoop, guys. We got the Grudge of the Week is back, as we said. This week, we have a nice email from a good friend of ours on Twitter. I think a loyal hard-on. He listens. He's a family man.
Yep.
Garris, I believe, is how you say his name.
I would say Garris.
Garris? All right. Well, hit us up on Twitter and make fun of us how we said your name.
Didn't he also say not to say his name?
No, he did say his name.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't read it. That's what I'm saying.
In the second email, he did say that he said to say his name.
Okay.
Not say his name, but he said who he was.
Okay.
And he said you can name the establishment that he had the hard feelings in.
Great. Okay.
Which I, from this, he could, and he also followed up and he said that the hard feelings is really with himself. I think he's mad that he let himself get mad at this.
Been there. That's where I'm at every day.
I'm telling you. And there's a lesson to be learned here is... Something like this, which I'm about to share with you guys, you know, I don't know. I think these things, you have to let them go and expect them. That's all they're trying to do is fuck us. Anyway, here
Everybody's out the fuck.
Let's kick it off. Gentlemen, here is my reason for hard feelings. My wife and I were flying out on a vacation. Hardworking family man going on vacation with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
We arrived at the airport like we always do. Extra early in case the line at the TSA is long.
Sure.
So he's taking precautions.
I like this guy's me.
Right? Fortunately, that day, we got through security quickly.
Love it.
A small food court area right next to the security checkpoint in the airport.
Sign me up. Love Important a good love. I love an hour to kill and a food court.
You like a nice food court, huh? The bar that's like open, but it's like a TGI Fridays or something like that, but
yeah.
It's out everywhere.
Give me a nice burger and a fucking Goose Island at an airport.
Well, he told his wife, mm-hmm. I told my wife I was going to stop and get me a chicken biscuit with honey,
woo!
Along with a drink.
He's a down south fellow, I believe.
Might be.
I know he is.
Sounds pretty good, yeah, chicken and a biscuit. She went the opposite way to hit Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Our plan was to meet at the gate once we received our food. Time was not an issue. Because, as we said, we still had 30 minutes before we were to board, and the gate was not far from the food court.
Gotcha.
So this guy's doing everything he can, coordinating with the wife, giving mm-hmm. himself time, being in the location to where he's got to
get. He's the point man. He's quarterbacking this motherfucker.
Trying to have a nice time so he doesn't get stressed out. On top of all this, it was early in the morning, and there was only one person eating at the place he went to.
Okay.
He thought to himself, you know what? This is perfect. I'll be in and out, no time. Placed my order. I received my drink immediately. Usually they're pretty good with that.
Yeah.
Fast food places get you to drink right away. Problem is, you get roped in with the drink, you're waiting on the food, then they got you.
You slurp down the drink, next thing you know, you got a cup of ice.
So check this out, okay? I was the only person in line. Nobody had ordered before me, and there was nobody behind me. I sat down to wait. 5 minutes goes by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is where I think the hard feelings came in with himself a little bit.
Sure.
5 minutes goes by. Maybe being too much of a nice guy doesn't want to cause any trouble. Yada, yada, yada. 10 minutes goes by. Nothing. No order. No worries. Still have time. 20 minutes goes by.
Jesus.
20 minutes. Are you sitting there 20 minutes, Kippy?
I'm saying something at 10 to 12. Hey, just wanted to, you know.
I would need to know what's going
longer?
On behind the counter.
Maybe
is she moving around back there or is she sitting there?
I would say, hey, do you know how much longer I got a flight? You're in the airport. You got the perfect out. I got a flight to catch.
What's the deal? 20 minutes goes by, nothing. Still nothing. All this time, nobody else came up to order. After 25 minutes.
Oh, God.
I went up to the counter to check.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm checking, my wife texts me, here we go, and said the plane is boarding.
Okay.
Now the fucking pressure's on. The girl that took my order told me she never turned my order into the kitchen. Honest mistake. Fucked up. Whatever. I told her my plane is boarding. Screw it. Just give me my money back.
Yeah.
Got my money back. I barely made my flight. Customer service these days sucks.
Yeah.
That's how he started his vacation off. Now, when I first read it, I thought it was something with the wife. The wife was going to fuck him over somehow. I thought it was the wife didn't put his order in.
She's boning the pilot.
Those things. Kippy, what do you have to say about that? I have some thoughts on this.
These things bother me a lot. For instance, you know, I have a problem with Dunkin' Donuts, an ongoing issue with Dunkin' Donuts, so much so that last time I was in there, I timed, there was one guy in front of me, and I timed, it took me 9 minutes to go in and get one black coffee and get out. 9 minutes in the Dunkin' Donuts. That's unacceptable. But I do think that when you're going to these fast food places or chains or whatever, you know, things like that are going to happen. If it happens, yeah, it fucking sucks.
You know that going into these places.
Stick and move, fucking roll.
You're dealing with fucking idiots.
Exactly. You got to roll with the punches a little bit. And that's just fucking bad luck. You know, she wasn't.
And those are the things that fucking set you off for something else to happen. Then you get on the plane, you get into an argument with somebody.
Of course. And then, like, that would be I get to the thing, and they fuck this sandwich up, and I'm waiting. That's what this podcast is based on, that story.
Then you get into a fight with your girlfriend. Now you're taking that shit out on each other.
Next thing you know, TSA's there. You're locked up. It's a whole thing.
Then you're on that fucking airport show. Then you're on the news. You lose your job. She leaves you. Now you got to see the kids every once in a weekend. It's fucked up.
Which might not be too bad, if you know what I mean.
Name of the joint was called Cane's, too.
Cane's?
Cane's Chicken.
That's down south. I know where it is. Yeah, it's down south. But also, I was in Georgia or somewhere on a connecting flight, tried to stop to get a slice, you know, fill up the old tummy a little bit while I was waiting for my flight. And they just move slower down there. Given this was a mix-up and whatever, but, like, at 10 minutes, that could be a normal wait time at some of these southern places.
Sure.
You know, so it's like, he didn't wait. He waited too long. He should have checked in 12, 15 minutes.
He trusted the customer service.
I know. That's tough. It's tough. And you don't want to, especially if you're the only fucking guy.
Because,
like,
we don't want to turn, like, I don't want to say that's like a first world problem or anything like that, but we don't want to turn into the guy. The guys that stress shit like that, why he got upset. Because we don't want to be the guy that goes in, hey, I need that right now, and be a fucking dick off the jump. He wants to be a cool guy. He wants to be a nice guy.
Sure.
Give him the benefit of the doubt. But what's fucked up is most people are just fucking dicks off the bat. They walk in, hey, I need this right now, and they have no problem with that.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, he also gave them the benefit of the doubt. Like, you're the only
person. He's a good guy.
Well, not even, minus the good guy. You're the only order. You have to be like, well, they couldn't fuck up the only order.
Yes, they could. I could.
I'm just saying. Well, we know that.
I certainly could.
I'm just saying, you would sit there and think, okay, I'm the only guy sitting in this fucking restaurant. They're going to look at me and go, sir, what are you waiting for? You know what I mean? Like, why are you still here? You want a job? What are you doing?
I would like to know what the girl behind the counter was doing that whole time. If she was
They're on their phones. They're all on their phones.
Well, if she was on her phones, then fucking, yeah, I would fucking lose it. Not lose it, but then, but if she's running around, whatever.
But you do kind of get the give me my money back and I'm out of here. That's a small victory.
Doesn't sound like he yelled at her anything.
I know, but just, hey, give me my money back. I got to go.
Yeah, you know.
You guys suck. I don't have time for you anymore.
I wonder if they charged him for the Coke.
Ooh.
I'd like to know that.
Probably not.
Did they charge you for the drink?
Probably not.
Because that happened to me the other day. Hang on.
Oh, God. Tidal wave.
I saw somebody's Instagram post. Somebody posted a turkey club. I think it was Rubinoff on Instagram. And that always gets in my head. So that next day when I woke up, I went to the Crescent Kitchen, my favorite spot. Get myself a turkey club.
Yeah.
I go in. I make the order. I walk across to the bodega. I get my drink.
That's the favorite thing.
I get my drinks, my cookies. I get all the shit I'm going to eat after the sandwich.
Because you need that.
I'm not going to buy a drink there like a fucking jerk off.
Sure. You go to the
$3 for a can of the dry can.
You go to the bodega.
I want
to
get a fucking pounder of Arizona. I come back.
You're going to lose a foot.
I come back 15 minutes later, and he's like, oh, fuck. I forgot to put it in. But I had the time. Hey, whatever.
I got cookies. No worries. I get it.
So, I mean, I think if you were looking for advice on that or, you know, something to, you know, whatever. But don't stress that shit.
Don't stress it. I think you need to be a little more assertive a little sooner. You know, just, hey, just check. I got a flight. Just check in, you know.
The basic sentiment in it was that the customer service sucks anymore, and that's 100% true.
Oh, of course, of course. Which, I mean, at the same time, it's like you have to be a little assertive. You just gave them money for a product and a service, mm-hmm. and you're sitting there waiting. You literally, you're not at the airport because you're fucking hanging the fuck out. You got a flight to catch. Like,
yeah,
that's the most time-constrained situation.
But you see, I'm on the other side of that sometimes, too, because I was actually talking about this today. Every time someone walks in that restaurant, I'm like, this motherfucker, the fuck does he want?
Yeah, you shouldn't be waiting tables.
I understand that, but these people have to fucking do these jobs. They don't think they want to work at Cane's Chicken in fucking the airport.
Well, there's a reason they're working at fucking Cane's Chicken at the airport, because they forget to put the order in. No one else is going to fucking hire them.
Kippy's forgot to put the order in a couple times.
Yeah, and I'm hard on myself. Burn myself with cigarettes when I get home, if they're bad sets.
Anyway, buddy, thank you for writing in, man.
Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate that. Guys, keep them coming. I think you enjoyed the way Uncle Hank read that. A little drama, a little fun. Going to be taking it over. Uncle Hank.
God, I don't like this.
It's an insult right at the tip of my tongue. I'm going to close this out strong.
Yeah, whatever.
The Hard Feelings Podcast. Hey, I want to send a couple of nice shout-outs.
Go for it, pal.
I was going back and forth with a couple of people this weekend. Some of my favorites, mm-hmm. Court Can't Win.
Sure.
Freddie from Philly.
Yeah, they're great.
Love the both of them.
Great, great, great. Great people. Love you guys. Love all the support. We appreciate it. Some stuff coming up. Working on some co-headlining dates and stuff like that around the tri-state area or so.
November 16th, we'll be up in Connecticut. We'll be at Fairfield Comedy Club.
We also might have some other things in the works as well. I will also be December 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'll be in Erie, Pennsylvania at Last Stop Laughs or something.
There you go, Erie. Come on out.
Come on out. If you live up in that direction, I'll appreciate it. Other than that, check out my website and check out the all the beer reviews and a little bit of a share. So, you know, I appreciate that.
And also a big support of the show. We'd like to reciprocate. Check out Jordan Flaherty Music.
Yeah!
My cousin got a lot of hot tracks on iTunes.
I didn't
iTunes.
Know that was your cousin, by the
That's
way.
That's right.
Not a bad-looking
kid, huh?
Explains a lot.
Anyway, check out his music. It's fantastic. Jordan Flaherty
yeah,
music.
Check it out. All right, everybody, thanks. We appreciate it. Guys, subscribe and rate on iTunes. Leave more reviews. You stop leaving reviews. Keep leaving the fucking reviews. We need that to move up in the rankings. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
Peace.